A draft blueprint for a Trans-Tasman bubble is expected to be with the New Zealand and Australian governments by next month. Over the past 2 weeks, a team of 40 has been working on a detailed proposal to open our borders up. On the task force, 11 government agencies, 6 airports, 2 airlines, health experts and border agency reps. The tourism and hospitality sectors have been decimated by COVID-19 and many are desperate for the bubble to float. With an estimated $3 billion, in visitor spend each way, each year across the Tasman. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the Safe Border Group will present a detailed plan which will include every aspect of a person's journey.
Pre-flight health requirements and eligibility, protections on board an aircraft, movement through airports, contact tracing requirements once people enter their destination. What we want to do is make sure that we've got all of that border work in place, that we are ready to go when we have agreement from both sides of the Tasman that it is safe to proceed.
Auckland Airport is deeply involved in the working group and its chief executive, Adrian Littlewood, was the first to raise the idea of a Trans-Tasman bubble. And he joins me now. Adrian, should we be getting our suitcases down from the wardrobe and start packing yet?
Maybe dusting them off and getting them ready, planning a bit of future travel maybe.
You're feeling that optimistic about it?
Look, I think it starts with health performance of both countries, and I think, you know, it's well known that both Australia and New Zealand have performed incredibly well in terms of the response, and I think that lays the foundation for having a, you know, a detailed conversation around what does opening up the Trans-Tasman border look like between the two countries. And that's been followed on with an awful lot of work between the two countries, the organisations you listed before involved in mapping out what that could look like.
And so what do you think it will look like? Should we take it in chunks? So there's going to be pre-flight stuff. Are you talking about people being tested, temperature taken, maybe checking in from home? What are we thinking here?
Look, I think there's different layers to it. And I think the important thing is the work that we are working through builds on pre-existing protocols that already exist in aviation and tourism about ill traveller protocols, safety protocols. And really what we're doing is taking those protocols and building on them for a COVID-19 sort of world. And so if you think about the slices of a travel experience, there's many different parts to it. We're all familiar with it now and it feels very normal. But if you actually unpack each part of the pre-travel, the outbound in-flight, et cetera, processes, there are checks and processes right throughout that we can use. So pre-travel, look, there'll be probably some requirements around health declarations about your status, how long you've been in the country to ensure you've been here for a certain period of time. There will be probably further declarations at airports. There'll be process and hygiene put in place around every part of the process. And that combined, there won't be one single point. There'll be a whole combination of different things that'll make that process reliable and safe for travel between our two countries.
Is it realistic to think this can go ahead with a need for social distancing on planes, or would he have to get rid of social distancing?
Well, look, I think there is a good question there around that, and certainly the evidence that has been put forward so far, certainly from the airlines and aircraft manufacturers, is there has been no, as we understand it, circumstance of transmission in flight. And if you think about the vast number of people travelling and the people moving around, you know, pre-lockdown, there has still, as we understand it, been no example of that. So I think thinking about the role of social distancing and whether we get comfortable given the health performance of the country and whether that's still relevant, I think there's a case to say, you know, over time that could be relaxed. Now, that's a decision for the health experts and the politicians to make, not us. Our simple answer is we need to present a proposal that they can then react to and decide upon.
So they decide, but will you be recommending no need for social distancing on the plane?
That's one of the things we're working through, and the proposal's not yet finished, so we've got to let the team work that through. And we have separate teams working on every part of that process, and then a health advisory board sitting across each part of that process, so we're getting continuity and consistency across each part of that process.
What about masks? Have you got a recommendation on that?
Again, got to be careful around that because, again, we'll take the advice from the health experts on that point. And, you know, there are various views, you know, both locally and around the world around the efficacy of masks. Some of that could be just people's personal preference and choice, and they're entitled to do that. But there are different views. Again, we will take the advice of the health experts in this process. And again, this will be part of any proposal that goes forward, and the technical health advisors for the government can then sort of confirm or not that proposal as it's put forward.
Can you give us a bit of a taster? What does the airport ticker board look like at the moment these days?
It's pretty shallow. There was last week, I think we had a day where we had no passengers in or out internationally. That's I think, hasn't been happened for 55 years here, certainly. Obviously, domestic has restarted, and that's something that I know Australia is looking at here. The industry is looking at New Zealand's restart here. And look, I think, you know, it's been very slow, naturally, as people gear up. But certainly, anecdotally, I'm starting to hear people getting excited about domestic travel, getting around the country. And I think that's critically important for our tourism industry, our aviation industry, to start that travel going again. That keeps people in jobs, that keeps businesses alive, while we gradually look to reopen markets as it's safe to do so. So I think it's critical that we are looking, how do we solve these problems? How do we figure out how it can happen? And what are the sophisticated answers we have to put in place? And that's really what we're trying to offer, is a detailed, sophisticated proposal that makes Trans-Tasman travel safe.
So, as you point out, the international market is critical, but spell it out for us. How much do you need this to happen?
Like, I think tourism industry absolutely needs this to happen. If you think about the trips Trans-Tasman, it's about 1.3 million trips for Aussies coming to New Zealand, and the same almost to Australia. So that's a lot on its own. But if you think about the outbound trips of Australians alone for New Zealand, 7 million outbound international trips out of Australia each year. Now, if they can't travel beyond to other countries, that creates quite a large internal market for both Kiwis staying at home and travelling, or Aussies coming to New Zealand. And we know that Australians have a very strong interest in travel to New Zealand, but have always seen it as something they could do later rather than now. Well, that time might be now if they are limited from going elsewhere. And we know the New Zealand travel product is a fantastic product and will be really attractive to Australians in this next little while. So I think it'll be critical for helping our tourism industry recover, get back on its feet and start to think about the future again.
So if the proposal is going to the government by next month, when would you hope to have a decision by?
Look, I think I've always said as safe as it can be done, but that is a decision for the politicians and the health officials.
What's realistic? What's realistic? What are you aiming for?
Look, I don't want to be drawn on that. I've been really careful in this whole process to say as soon as it's safe to do so, we'd like to see it happen. But we're really careful that we want to put forward the proposal. We want to let the governments and the politicians and health officials make that decision. But I would note that, you know, Scott Morrison and Simon Birmingham across in Australia were saying, look, they would be comfortable with Trans-Tasman travel happening potentially before all the states in Australia are open up. So that's, to me, a very positive sign of the support. And I thought, you know, that the Prime Minister's comments today here also signal very strong support. And I think with that level of support at the top in our two countries, I think the chances of that happening sooner are certainly much stronger than they were only a few weeks ago.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is Adrian Littlewood, who's the boss out there at Auckland Airport.